You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no. Oh no.
Stop.
Game time.
Everybody say good morning to Jim from Chelmsford.
Hey, Jim.
Hi, Jim.
It's actually Kim.
Kim.
Kim?
Ah.
Well, hey, Kim.
I was going to say, you don't sound much like a Jim.
No.
Well, good morning, Kim. How are you?
Good.
Can you please kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Any chance Jim is your middle name? Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you are going to get $100. Her record on the big board, 5,747 wins, only 418 losses. 47 or 41, I can't tell. I got bad eyes.
57-ish.
Anyways, Kim, question number one. Jack Black turns 55 today. Jack Black voices the lead character in one of the highest-grossing animated movie franchises of all time. It's made over $2 billion globally. What's the name of that franchise? I'm sorry, are you on speakerphone or Bluetooth? I'm having a real hard time hearing you.
No, I'm on regular phone. Is it Kung Fu Panda?
All right, question number two. LeBron James said his son Bronny isn't allowed to call him dad on the court, but he can call him GOAT. LeBron was on the U.S. Men's Basketball Olympic team this year. Which medal did that basketball team win?
Gold.
And question number three. 23 years ago today in 2001, Mary J. Blige released her fifth album, No More Drama, and it featured her first number one hit record ever. Take a listen to the track and then name it.
Let's get it.
Name that song.
I know the song.
And question number four. Travis and Jason Kelce are taking their podcast to Amazon and a deal worth $100 million over 3 years.
Wow.
I take my happy butt to Amazon, too. What is the name of that podcast?
Oh, gosh. So I know with how much you're in the news all the time. I don't know.
And question number five, on September 13th, Nicki Minaj will release Gag City Reloaded, the Pink Friday 2 Deluxe album.
Sounds
I know you've
deep.
Been waiting.
Sounds deep.
Yeah. Philosophical rap.
Yeah.
Which pop star was such a huge fan of Nicki Minaj before they became famous that they even admitted to running Nicki fan accounts on Twitter? Who is that?
I don't know.
All right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Kim, what are you up to today?
I just dropped my daughter off at school, and then I have to go to my school.
Oh, what? Are you a teacher?
Yes.
What do you teach?
I teach special ed math at Lowell High School in Lowell.
Lowell. Welcome back to school.
Yeah.
I'm sure all the teachers are thrilled to be back.
Best day ever.
We're so excited.
Welcome back, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Kim got 2 out of 5
all
correct.
All right. Well done, my friend.
Question number one. Jack Black turns 55 today. He voices the lead character in one of the highest grossing animated movie franchises of all time. It's made over $2 billion globally. What's the franchise?
Kung Fu Panda.
Also one of the best games at Dave & Buster's. 1-1.
Which is not there anymore.
LeBron James says his son Bronny isn't allowed to call him dad on the court, but he can call him GOAT.
LeBron James.
LeBron was on the U.S. Men's Basketball Olympics team this year. Which medal did the team win?
Oh, I don't know. Gold?
Of course it was gold. Come on.
Sorry.
2-2. Question number three. 23 years ago today in 2001, Mary J. Blige released her fifth album, No More Drama, featuring her first number one hit song ever. Take a listen to the song and then name it.
Let's get it drunk upon up in this dancery. We got y'all open, now you're floating, so you got to dance for me. Don't need no hateration, holleration in this dancery.
Family Affair?
That is correct, 3-2. Travis and Jason Kelce are taking their podcast to Amazon in a deal worth $100 million over 3 years, Kennedy.
Mm.
Think we'll get that in our next deal?
Yeah, totally.
What is the name of that podcast?
Oh my God, it just disappeared from my brain.
That's it.
It's gone.
New Heights.
New Heights. Jeez.
You said it almost in unison with me. 3-2 into question number 5. On September 13th, Nicki Minaj will release Gag City Reloaded, the Pink Friday 2 Deluxe album. I know you're patiently waiting for it. Which pop star was such a huge fan of Nicki before becoming famous that they even admitted to running Nicki Minaj fan accounts on Twitter?
I don't know.
No, fun fact.
Megan Thee Stallion?
Lil Nas X.
Oh, no.
Huge
way.
Barb.
Huge Barb.
3-2. Woo, Kennedy, you squeak it out. You get the dub. Kim, unfortunately, we cannot give you the $100, but we appreciate you playing. Good luck in school today.
All right. Thank you so much.
Is there anything you want to say to Kennedy before we leave?
Sure. I'm Kim from Chelmsford, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Hey, you in the car. Did you beat Kennedy today, or did you get a mel?
If you missed Can't Beat Kennedy today,
text CBK to 20357.
Can't Beat Kennedy.
Every day at 645, 745, and 845.
Can't Beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
All right, everyone, say good morning to Lisa from Danvers.
Hi, good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, everyone.
Lisa, can you please kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks. You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the cash. Her record on the big board, 5,742 wins, only 418 losses. She is now in that soundproof booth, just kind of pacing and talking to herself as she's wont to do. Lisa, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question number one. 69 years ago today in 1955, the first edition of the Guinness Book of World Records was published. Keeping an account of world records was a side hustle for Guinness, who is primarily known for what?
Beer?
And question number two. Jennifer Coolidge turned 63 today. She has had a late career resurgence with her starring role in White Lotus, but before that, she was Stifler's mom in which movie franchise?
American Pie.
She started a whole new word.
I'll say.
And question number three. Hozier has postponed some shows while he recovers from a recent virus. They're not expanding anymore on that. What is the name of Hozier's current single that is his only song to reach number one in America to date? We play it all the time. Matter of fact, we just played it before this game.
Sweet for Me.
And question number four, Channing Tatum says his most popular movie quote that gets yelled at him every time he leaves the house is actually this line. So take a listen to it and then name the movie that it's from.
Yo, Sleepy, what's up, homie? You know my cousin, Sad Boy.
I think you got the wrong guy, Holmes.
Everyone's saying the body of Sleepy, he like the Mexican Wolverine. And my partner here, he want to see that product.
When he talking?
My name is Jeff.
Name that ridiculous movie.
God, is it 21 Jump Street?
And question number 5. My name is Jam.
Hello.
The very first Waffle House opened in Decatur, Georgia, Labor Day weekend back in 1955. Today it still stands, but has been turned into the Waffle House Museum. Which group has a song titled Waffle House?
I have no idea.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
Lisa, what do you got going on today?
First day back to school. Shout out to Shoemaker Sharks of Lynn.
Oh, are you a teacher?
Yes.
What grade do you teach?
I teach elementary music.
Oh, good for you. Thank you for what you do. We love a music teacher.
Yes, we do.
Hot cross buns all on trombone. That recorder. Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Lisa, the music teacher, she got 2 out of 5 correct.
Well done, my friend. Well done.
She's more right than I got in Jason's taste test. Are you ready?
I am.
69 years ago today in 1955, the first edition of the Guinness Book of World Records was published. Keeping an account of world records is a side hustle for Guinness. What are they primarily known for?
Beer.
Beer is correct, 1-1. Jennifer Coolidge turned 63 today. She had a late career resurgence with her starring role in White Lotus. But before that, she was Stifler's mom in which movie franchise?
American Pie.
That is correct, 2-2. Hozier has postponed some shows while he recovers from a virus. What is the name of Hozier's current single that is his only song to reach number one in America?
Too Sweet?
It is Too Sweet. 3-2. Channing Tatum says his most popular movie quote that gets yelled at him every time he leaves his house is this line. Take a listen.
You're sleepy. What's up, homie? You know my cousin, Sad Boy.
I think you got the wrong guy, Holmes.
Everyone's saying the barrio sleepy. He like the Mexican Wolverine. And my partner here, he want to see the product.
When he talking?
My name is Jeff.
Is it 21 Jump Street?
Ah, oh, you're both right. It's 22 Jump Street, the sequel.
I thought it was a typo.
No, it's the sequel. 3-2, question number 5. Kennedy, this one's for you.
Get it?
The very first Waffle House opened in Decatur, Georgia on Labor Day weekend, 1955. Never forget. And today it still stands, but it's been turned into the Waffle House Museum.
Okay.
Which group has a song titled Waffle House?
Oh. I don't know.
The Jonas Brothers. The Joe Bros.
That is literally the last person I would think of when I think of Waffle House.
I know, those were tough questions. 3-2.
It's all right.
Kennedy, you get the win.
Thank you.
You're pretty good at your job.
Yeah.
Lisa, unfortunately, we cannot give you Sal's money, which we love to do, but we have a very cool prize for you, which I'm going to let Chef Santos explain.
So, you and a guest are coming to Buttermilk and Bourbon Tuesday, September 17th for our first class cocktail tour. Tons of food, tons of drinks, amazing national brand reps teaching you how to make these cocktails. You'll have the best night ever, and I'll be there.
So cool.
Are tickets still available?
They are still available. In fact, for the radio, if you log into our website and buy a ticket and use the code Jason, you get $10 off.
Website is?
Buttermilkandbourbon.com.
There we go.
He'll be there. It's a cool night. I would do it.
I would do it.
All right, Lisa, is there anything you want to say before we get out of here?
My name is Lisa from Danvers. I can't be Kennedy today, but I'm going to enjoy making some cocktails.
Let's go!
Hey, you in the car. Did you beat Kennedy today, or did you get a Mel? If you missed Can't Beat Kennedy today, text CBK to 20357. Can't Beat Kennedy. Every day at 645, 745, and 845.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop, game time.
Everybody say good morning to Diane from Rainham.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Rainham.
Hello.
How do you pronounce it, Rainham or Rainham? Solve this endless debate.
Rainham.
Oh, I thought it was Rain and Ham.
All right, Diane, can you please kick Kennedy out of the studio before we get any sillier?
Sure thing, Kennedy. Good luck.
All right, good luck to you as well.
5 pop culture trivia questions. If you get more right than Kennedy, you win $100. Her record on the big board, 5,743 wins, only 418 losses. Are you ready?
I think so.
All right, I know so. I know you're ready, Diane. Believe in yourself.
I will.
Noel and Liam Gallagher are bringing Oasis back for a string of concerts in the UK next summer. They haven't played together since August of 2009, and they used to beat each other up when they did play. What is the name of Oasis' biggest hit?
Wonderwall?
This Friday, August 30th, is National Slinky Day, because of course it is. Which Pixar movie franchise has a slinky dog in it?
I have no idea.
Anita, Carol G, LL Cool J, and Shawn Mendes have been added to the list of performers at the VMAs. Which social media app that no longer exists does Shawn Mendes get a start on?
Social media app, you said?
A now defunct social media app.
MySpace?
He's not quite that old. Question number four. Reality star Elena Thompson is 19 years old today. She had a series on TLC alongside her Mama June and the rest of her family. What was it called?
Oh, my goodness. Dance Moms? Dance Stars?
And Dance Moms? Question number five. Today in 2003, Madonna shared that iconic kiss with Britney Spears on stage at the MTV Video Music Awards. Who was the other singer Madonna kissed on stage that night?
I have no idea.
All right.
Kennedy!
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio. It's okay.
What are you up to today, Diane?
Working.
What do you do for work?
Insurance.
Riveting.
Well, it's a real job, unlike what we do around here. Welcome back, Kennedy.
Hello, hello.
Diane from Rainham, Rainham, she got 1 out of 5.
Oh.
Sooch. The Sooch.
They worked hard today.
It's because we knew you were playing. We had to tighten
them
up.
Come on.
Question number one, Kennedy.
All right, let's do it.
Nolan, Liam Gallagher are bringing Oasis back together for a string of concerts in the UK last summer.
Yeah.
They haven't played together since 2009.
Yeah.
What is the name of Oasis's biggest hit?
Champagne Supernova?
Wonderwall.
Oh, crap.
Come on.
I don't know. moving on.
Question number two. This Friday, August 30th, is National Slinky Day. Which Pixar movie franchise has a slinky dog in it?
Toy Story.
That is correct. 1-1. Anita, Carol G, LL Cool J, and Shawn Mendes have been added to the list of performers at the VMAs. Which social media app that no longer exists did Shawn Mendes get a start on?
Vine.
Just 7 seconds of magic.
Look at all them chickens.
LeBron James.
Chipotle.
2-1 going into question number four. Reality TV star Alana Thompson is 19 years old today. She had a series on TLC alongside her Mama June and the rest of her family. What was it called?
Make Way for Honey Boo Boo.
You're so close. Here comes Honey Boo Boo.
God, these are hard.
And question number five. Today in 2003, Madonna shared that iconic kiss with Britney Spears on stage at the MTV Video
iconic.
Music Awards. Yes, it was ingrained in my young brain at the time
sure
as a young
was.
Boy. Who was the other singer Madonna kissed on stage that night?
Who was the one you said?
Britney.
Christina Aguilera.
Yes, Christina. 3-1. Oh. Kennedy, you get the dub. Sorry, Diane.
It's
okay. That's okay.
Random
it's
weeps.
Right.
So unfortunately, we cannot give you the $100, but we do appreciate you playing. And you want a pair of tickets to see Kacey Musgraves on September 6th at the TD Garden, which is pretty cool. I think.
Nice.
So enjoy that.
Thank you.
All right. Is there anything you want to say before we get out of here?
Kennedy, I'm Diane from Rainham, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Thank you so much.
Though.
Hey, Jason. You want to plug your event one more time since tickets just went on sale?
So, Buttermilk and Bourbon Watertown doing this great first-class cocktail tour Tuesday, September 17th. 6 signature cocktails along with the mixology class paired with 6 foods, national brand reps. And you go on our website, buttermilkandbourbon.com. You can use the code Jason for $10 off.
You get to hang out with Jason Santos all
night. All day, all night.
Let's
That's super cool. Make drinks with him.
All right, that's on that.
All right, let's go do commercials.
Sounds good.
Hey, you in the car. Did you beat Kennedy today, or did you get a Mel?
If you missed Can't Beat Kennedy today,
text CBK to 20357.
Can't Beat Kennedy.
Every day at 645, 745, and 845.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.